Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Monday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sure Hospital. Are you sure? And by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And by Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs. Some Huron County residents will be paying a little more for water starting this year. The Caseville City Council approved increasing the rate for water for Caseville Township residents and for Pigeon residents. Beginning the first of the year, the rate will be $10 per thousand used. The rate change will show on the April 1st water bill. The long and winding case of the 2011 murder of Andrea Eilber continues with another jury trial on January 13th in Lapeer County. Kenneth Carl, K.C. Grondin III, will go through another trial because the Michigan Court of Appeals overturned his first-degree murder conviction in 2018 due to a flawed jury verdict form that may have confused the jury. Grondin was charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of Eilber, 20, of Otisville, who was shot in 2011 at a home of a relative in Mayfield Township. Grondin was Eilber's boyfriend at the time of her murder. However, on February 11th of 2019, Grondin's conviction was reversed and the case remanded back to Lapeer County Circuit Court for a new trial due to a defect in the verdict form. To confound the issue, Chadwick Shane Mobley emerged in 2023 as a suspect in Eilber's murder from evidence found at the scene with his DNA on a cigarette butt. Because of that, Mobley was arrested, charged in her murder, and was sentenced in July of 2023 to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Even though Mobley was found guilty of her murder, the case against Grondin remains, and it does cast a shadow on the case against him as he has always maintained his innocence. Since the issue with the verdict form was found, Grondin was released and has been under house arrest in order to wear an ankle monitor while awaiting a new trial, which he will finally get this month. Eilber was found bound and shot once in the back of the head at the home of her aunt and uncle in Mayfield Township, where she was house-sitting. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, Michigan has a very high level of flu cases happening right now. The flu, which is a new variant of the virus, is running rampant across the United States. It is expected to get even worse following holiday travel. The CDC estimates that there are at least 7.2 million flu cases nationwide, and Michigan has a very high influenza-like illness activity level. This year's flu is a variant called subclade K, and is different from what was expected, so that the vaccine that was developed doesn't match the virus. Although the flu vaccine doesn't match that strain, it will still provide some protection against the virus. The majority of medical providers still recommend that everyone over the age of 6 months be vaccinated. The CDC estimates that around only 42% of adults and children have been vaccinated against the flu this year. The flu is particularly dangerous for people 65 and older, pregnant women, young children, and people of any age who have chronic health problems, including asthma, diabetes, heart disease, and a weak immune system. We'll be right back.
At Sure Health, we consider ourselves lucky to have so many dedicated providers for our patients, especially when those providers understand the thumb. Our newest provider, Dr. Liz Milligan, understands that completely. So, Dr. Milligan, what made you choose to come home to the Thumb?
I feel congested in a city. I want the wide open spaces, the farm fields, the beautiful sunrises and sunsets, and being near the water. So personally, all of those things. And then professionally, there's just a difference when you're part of a community and also caring for the community. In bigger places, it's less of a relationship. It's more formal, more superficial, where I feel like here you're part of the community and you're able to make a bigger impact, and so that's really what I was looking for.
Dr. Liz Milligan is now seeing patients at Sure Primary Care, Bad Axe. Learn more about Dr. Milligan by going to sure.org and make your appointment today. Sure Health. Better health. Better life.
Out with the old and in with the new. New furniture from Ashley and Bad Axe. The New Year's sale is happening now and is the perfect time to refresh your home for 2026. Save up to 30% off store-wide with 1 year and 5 year no-interest financing available. Accessories are up to 50% off with clearance items starting at just $3. Looking for better sleep? Shop the Ashley Sleep Gallery and save on top brands including Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Nectar, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, and Tempur-Pedic. Accent chairs are on sale, hot buys are back for the new year, and queen panel beds start at just $5.99. You can even get the Simple Joy matching sofa, loveseat, and recliner for less than $1,200 while supplies last. From dining sets to sectionals, recliners, mattresses, rugs, and more, find it all at Ashley and Bad Axe. Open 7 days a week, locally owned and operated.
This is Jean Hart. Come see me at Ashley and Maddox for the best selection of dining sets, recliners, and accent pieces to make your house a home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Maddox, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
This is Nate from Pigeon Hardware. I'm a handyman, not a weatherman, but I do know that Michigan winters can be unpredictable. Stay prepared with supplies from Pigeon Hardware. And if you're stuck inside, start that project that you've been putting off with our do-it-best paints.
And this is Kim. We're stocked up with shovels, ice melt, heat tape, and everything you need for whatever winter brings. If you're snowed in, brighten up the indoors with Do It Best Paints. We've got a full color selector chart and all the Do It Best paint supplies to get the job done.
We also offer key cutting, screen repair and replacement, UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, and a full line of plumbing, electrical, and hardware items.
Stay prepared this season with Pigeon Hardware in downtown Pigeon, making home improvement easy as pie.
If you're heading to Pigeon, make sure you visit Pigeon Hardware and Harjo's Ben Franklin, all in downtown Pigeon.
All right, and we're back. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. A hospital in Traverse City was under a brief lockdown this morning after a person made an alleged verbal threat of violence. At 8:31 a.m., Traverse City Police Department said in a news release that officers were dispatched to the Munson Medical Center around 6:30 a.m. for a possible threat complaint. By 8:30 a.m., the individual was in custody, and there is no longer a threat to the public, police said. Then there were no injuries. The lockdown was lifted around 8:12 this morning. And if it feels like you've been seeing more and more dead deer along the side of the road, it's not your imagination. They're everywhere right now. This is the time of year when Michigan drivers slam into deer more than any other, and the numbers are honestly insane. Michigan saw over 56,000 deer crashes last year, and November alone accounted for more than 10,000 of them. A new statewide crash report shows which counties had it worst. And yes, Genesee and Lapeer both landed in the top 10 again. Anyone who drives Irish Road, M24, Baldwin Road, Hill Road, or pretty much any rural stretch of, you know, between Flint and Lapeer already knows how it goes. 1 minute the road is nice and empty, the next minute a deer launches out of the ditch like it's trying to take you out. Not to mention I-69. That stretch is brutal this time of year. Most of these crashes happen between October and December, but November is usually the peak. The advice hasn't changed much. Stay alert, especially at dawn and dusk. If you see one deer, you might as well assume more are right behind it. And whatever you do, do not swerve. Just brake hard, keep the wheel straight, and stay in your lane. Swerving is how people end up in way worse situations. And a Saline man died Saturday afternoon in a snowmobile crash in the Upper Peninsula. Rescue crews were called at 12:58 p.m. Saturday, January 3rd, to the area of Bay City Lake Road near Trail 47 in Clark Township for a reported snowmobile crash. The preliminary investigation showed the driver of the snowmobile, a 61-year-old Saline man, was snowmobiling on Trail 47 when he hit a bump on the trail and was thrown from the snowmobile. Emergency first aid was administered at the scene, but the man was pronounced dead, police said. Drugs and alcohol do not appear to be factors in the crash. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Sure Hospital. Are you sure? And Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And we have no obituaries to mention at this time.
pattern remains unsettled, but the warming trend continues. Weak low pressure moves to our north this afternoon. Another weak low will cut just to our south late tomorrow. A wedge of slightly drier air will allow for some partial sunshine on Wednesday. Our forecast details, lots of cloudiness with isolated flurries this afternoon, low to mid-30s. South to southwest winds at 5 to 10. Chance of precipitation 30%, just a trace. Drying conditions poor, 60% humidity, no sunshine expected. Considerable cloudiness, upper 20s tonight, light south to southeast winds. Chance of precipitation 20%. Drying conditions poor, 80% humidity. Rain or wet snow showers, mid-30s tomorrow, light east to southeast winds. Chance of precipitation 50%. 5/100ths of an inch possible. Drying conditions poor, 70% humidity, no sunshine. Isolated snow showers or flurries, low to mid-30s tomorrow night. Partly sunny at times, middle to upper 30s Wednesday. West to southwest winds at 5 to 15. There's a 20% chance of precipitation. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, this is meteorologist Russ Merling.